Thank you, Brad, and good morning. It took officials from Pelican Bay State Prison about 7 hours to recapture an escaped inmate on Monday afternoon. 44-year-old Los Angeles native Tori DiGiuliano, serving a 4-year sentence for burglary, managed to walk away from the minimum security unit at Pelican Bay. Search teams from the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office, Crescent City Police, and the prison, along with a helicopter unit, scoured the area and found DiGiuliano hiding in brush near Lake Earl, and he was taken into custody without incident. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and outside of the consent calendar, 2 agenda items are up for discussion, and they revolve around the state's prison realignment plan and the impending implementation of the Federal Affordable Care Act. The County Department of Health has requested the board approve a transfer of $3 million in funding from a protective services subaccount to a behavioral sciences subaccount to meet the needs of those looking for mental health services in 2014. Staff recommendations are for the board to approve the transfer of funds so that mental health services can meet state and federal mandates regarding patients seeking mental health care when the federal act goes into effect in January. Also on the agenda is a request from the Public Policy Polling Institute and the State Bureau of Corrections to have Humboldt County participate in a study in the effects of prison realignment on public safety. The county will incur no cost in participating in the survey, which will study impacts on incarceration rates, recidivism among convicted criminals, the impact on corrections officers and police, and how counties are dealing with the fallout from Assembly Bill 109. Public Policy Polling wants to construct a comprehensive study in counties statewide, and staff recommendations are that the supervisors give the okay to Humboldt County's participation. The board is also expected to extend the fee waiver at the airport as airline recruitment continues. The Eureka Police Department responded to a traffic collision involving a vehicle crashing into a building in the 500 block of 2nd Street yesterday. 51-year-old Eureka resident Jeffrey White was driving westbound on 2nd Street when he lost control of his vehicle, possibly due to an unknown medical issue, and his truck crashed into the Oberon Grill along with a light pole. He was injured and taken to the hospital for treatment. The roadway and sidewalk were shut down for 2 hours while the debris was cleared and the vehicle was removed. Impairment does not appear to be a factor in the collision. And Rio Del Police have arrested 48-year-old Myers Flat resident Gordon Paul Nichols, wanted in connection with an assault on Monday morning. The 39-year-old victim reported that Nichols entered his trailer, knocked his pregnant wife to the ground, and hit him in the head with a log. Nichols was located and booked into county jail on one count of assault with a deadly weapon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's wildfire season in California, and dry brush, a lack of precipitation, and hot weather are prime ingredients for a wildfire that burns through communities or puts the lives of residents and firefighters at risk. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods commented on the deaths of 19 smoke jumpers battling a blaze in Arizona and notes the dangerous conditions firefighters find themselves in while on the fire line.
But it just, again, highlights the danger and the unpredictability of when you combine all these different components, be it the dry vegetation, be it the terrain, the weather, the wind, and you just can't predict where these fires are going to go.
Woods also commented on the position of an incident commander and the responsibility that commander has when sending fire crews to fight a wildfire.
It is extremely sobering to everyone involved, no matter if you're from that jurisdiction, no matter if you're from 500 miles away. It, again, brings to the forefront of the dangers that you're experiencing, and you go from 1 minute to you're not actively fighting fire, and something changes, and you're forced to make decisions that impact lives.
Woods went on to reiterate the importance of fire safety, both at home and when you're in the forest, and how preparation can save lives and property. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.